This is the BBC.
Here's Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Kem from Love Island plays our new game.
You shall not pass!
Simply get in the BBC lift and ride up and down, but nobody else is allowed to get in there with you. Also, Chris tests out our new show, Breathalyzer, on the stars, arriving on the red carpet at yesterday's Radio Awards. We also got bronze at the awards, which means we didn't actually pick one up. We just got bronze, but we may have acquired one. This is Scott Mills. OMG, it's a pop emergency. This just in. It's the first play of the brand new track by our leader. We all must obey her, and she demands the whole nation listens to her new song immediately. This is Taylor Swift and Gorgeous.
Scott Mills.
Hi to everyone saying it's not the first play. Grimmy played it this morning. It's my first play.
Huh? Exactly. Where's the well, I was going to say the most important play, but that would be unfair.
Thanks, babe.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Okay, the Vamps personal coming up, and also Dua Lipa in the next 10 minutes. Last night we were in Leeds, where I was presenting what truly was the Oscars of the radio world. Anyone was there at the awards last night? Anyone in the world of radio? Who was anybody? And you presented an award as well.
I did, and I should say thank you so much, because I thought I was going to get a real savage intro.
No, it was real nice to you, wasn't it?
I was almost shocked,
also,
actually.
Also, nice suit, doll.
Cheers, mate. Bit jazzy.
Yeah, nice.
A little bit too jazzy.
Nice little check number there. And thank you so much to all of the judges for deciding that our 24-hour lolathon for Comet Relief was the third most entertaining thing of the whole year on the radio. Thanks very much for that. Thanks,
yeah.
Judges.
So
thank
I guess it's, I mean, you view it as winning. Well, how do you feel about it, actually, Scott? It's hard to tell. So
I feel
do you
like
see
like
it
I've
as
lost.
Winning bronze or losing gold? Tricky, isn't it?
Well, thing is,
let's be honest,
okay.
Hey?
Okay. It was really hard to keep smiling because I was presenting the whole thing when we got a bronze, because I was actually fuming.
Yeah, I cringed for you a bit because I went straight to the bar, but yeah, I'm going to stand on stage going, oh, this is absolutely fine.
Well done, Frank Skinner. Yeah. Oh, and you're not even here to accept the award.
Yeah, he's,
brilliant.
He's
sent
good,
one of you,
though.
You've sent one, pardon?
He is good.
He is good.
I don't think he's...
Couldn't be bothered to turn up.
It wasn't gold for me, for him.
No.
I do think...
And also, we stayed up all night for that, and it was for charity, but thanks, judges. That's what they decided. And thanks to everyone who said to me today, congratulations on your bronze. It's not a thing, because we didn't win.
It's, yeah.
But then...
Congratulations on coming third.
Yeah, but then I've been reading a thing on the internet to make myself feel better. They say that getting a silver is actually worse than getting a bronze.
Why?
Because you're even nearer winning.
Yeah.
So actually, psychologically, it's worse. So, oh, I was so nearly there, whereas bronze, you're clearly last.
Yeah, yeah, there's several spaces above you, isn't
right,
there?
Exactly.
Several places, sorry, and yeah.
But anyway, it was a good night.
It was a good night. It would have been nice to win gold.
Yeah, but oh well. We did take our breathalyzer with us last night.
Did.
How was that? Because I was obviously presenting, so I kind of left that up to
you.
Yeah,
you left that with me. I've got the results coming up. I did breathalyze some people. It was very confusing at times, but I did do it.
Did the breathalyzer last for the whole evening? Because it was $3.99 off eBay.
It did last, varying results, but I can't tell if that's the breathalyzer or those that we tested.
Okay, it's our new thing. We're going to take the breathalyzer to every award ceremony we go to now.
Scott Mills.
Great news is, though, Chris, despite winning bronze last night, we do have an award.
We do, yeah.
Really heavy as well, aren't they? Look, actual... Audio and Radio Industry Award there, which we picked up.
Now, you might be wondering how we've managed to get hold of this. Would you like to explain, Scott?
Because famously, bronze and silver don't get an award because you haven't won. But yes, we found this in the bar last night, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. So, obviously, someone's gone and celebrated a bit too hard and has stupidly left their award in the bar, which is such a stupid thing to do.
So, really, it's an award belonging to a very famous radio presenter. But we do now have it.
We've acquired it now. Mm.
Now, do you think if I rub off the name, which I'm not suggesting I do, I could, like, put that on my mantelpiece at home
well, no
and everyone would be like, yeah,
of
fine.
Course, yeah. And people would just go, oh, you must have won that award. Like,
yeah.
People would just assume...
Oh, so you were best music presenter, were you?
But it's a
and
fake
no
award.
No questions asked.
It's a fake award. It's the kind of thing you might do. It's, oh, you've just... Okay, brilliant.
Oh.
But
oh,
that's so flawed. We said we weren't... Brilliant.
Scott Mills.
We took a breathalyzer to the red carpet of the Radio Industry Awards last night. That's coming up. Hello.
<It's> great.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Becky Adlington.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Can you stop saying that bronze is bad, please? Nothing wrong with a bronze.
Okay, we're talking now, Chris, to bronze Olympic medalist Rebecca Adlington on the phone.
No. Olympic bronze different to Aria bronze.
Yeah.
It's not, though. You're still third best at something. It's like my pet hate when somebody comes up to me and goes, oh, such a shame on your bronze.
Yeah, but Rebecca,
I'm third in the world.
Rebecca, yes.
What are you gonna?
But we're
third
not.
In the world.
Yeah, that's different. You're talking about the Olympics. I'd settle for a bronze at the Olympics.
No, but what she's saying is right. She's saying that you should still be happy to be third. Right?
Yeah. You're still third in the country, I'm guessing? In the world? What are you?
Sort of.
Perhaps not. Thanks for trying to make us feel better.
It's a great achievement. Be proud of it.
Oh, positive vibes. Thanks, Rebecca.
Put it in your Twitter bio.
Shall I now?
Bronze, third best at entertaining people in the country in 1 year.
That's amazing.
You've made me feel better. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Love you, bye. One. Scott Mills here. Love when a bronze Olympic medalist just randomly calls the show.
I see what she's trying to do, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Azrael, who's been on saying, third best in the world, you could be silver. I'd rather be bronze than silver if I'm not coming first. I agree with that, actually. I'm happy with my bronze, I am.
Mm.
Okay, coming up, Miley Cyrus and Malibu. So last night, we came up with the idea that maybe we should, for all award ceremonies that we ever attend, not that we attend many, we should take a little breathalyzer along just to breathalyze the stars on the red carpet.
Yeah, not many people do this at these types of awards. There are a lot of drinks at these types of things, but everyone has to kind of keep it together.
Hmm.
We just thought we'd cut right through with that and breathalyze people.
Yeah, just to see how much they've had. Now, the breathalyzer was from China and was $3.99 off of eBay, so it's not 100% accurate. When you were giving people their readings, were you actually reading from the machine or just making it up?
I'll be honest, it would bleep, and then I would just make the numbers up. So so if you were one of the people I breathalyzed last night, this is mad. The results aren't real.
We did say yesterday, all radio stations should beware because we will be out and about and we will be recording you. So first, we're going over to last night's voiceover for the evening. His name is John Briggs. He happens to be the voice of Siri.
Incredible.
Which you'll hear in a minute. So you just went up to him and just went straight in and told him to blow,
did you? Yeah.
Blow. 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 It's gone blue. You've been drinking.
Have I been drinking? The only drink I had was a drink at lunchtime, and that was about 9 hours ago.
Are you claiming that the machine's not working?
I'm claiming that the machine is not working, because to do what I've just done, you have to be 100% sober.
He sounded sober.
This is so weird.
The voice of Siri there. You made that up, right?
Yeah, and what I found awkward about these situations... I did make up the results, but what I found awkward about the situations was I think they expected me to have a bit of a chat with them properly.
You're just going straight in, presenting them with the $3.99 machine and going, blow.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear... We're only just going through these recordings now, Chris, so you don't know what's coming up, do you? Let's hear from former Capital Breakfast Show host Lila Parsons.
I'm with Lila Parsons right now. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Really good. So what we're doing is we're breathalyzing people at the Arias tonight.
Great.
Keen?
Yes. I feel like I'm going to pass this with flying colours because I've had 1.25 drinks.
Well, we'll see if you're telling the truth. Right then, ready? Deep breath and blow. 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 Very good. Right, let's see what you got. It's a 3.2.
Is that legal?
It's gone blue, so it means you're over.
I'm over. I can't drive.
So what have you drunk tonight?
I have had one gin and tonic. Oh, no, I had a glass of wine before that. Yeah. One glass of wine, one gin and tonic, and now half a glass of champagne.
A couple of shots.
So they just forget,
don't they? I will probably have a couple of shots. Will you have a couple of shots?
Yeah, probably. Should we go have a couple of shots?
Yes,
okay,
please.
Okay, good. That went well.
Well, we didn't.
Right.
And the... Sorry, it was small talk, polite small talk.
I know, yeah.
But what I did in these scenarios as well is I tried to get all the stars involved in this, Scott.
So here is one of the stars on the red carpet, star of ITV's Tricked, magician Ben Hanlon.
Ben Hanlon, you did some magic tonight.
I did, yes.
What I need you to do is blow into this breathalyzer for me.
And you never told me this was going to happen. Okay.
No, blow, 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 blow. We've got a result. It's a 4.9.
What does that mean?
Well, it's gone blue, so it means you're violently over.
Oh, right, okay.
So do you want to confess how much you've drunk?
Yeah, I had a couple glasses of wine, couple beers.
Can you do magic drunk?
Not very well, no. But I'm off duty now. Yeah. But is that a bad thing? 4 points? I mean, what's the highest score?
It's not a bad thing. You're probably the drunkest person we've met so far.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, at least I'm top of the leaderboard. That's a good thing.
But you did just say to me that you're a little bit lonely and you've come over for some friendship.
Yeah, I'm walking. It's one of those things where I've done like laps around the pie again, as if I'm looking for somebody. Don't know anyone is, but I know you, Chris, so me and you will hang out and I won't have any more drinks, apparently. You sound like my mum now.
Wow, okay. And that was all made up, was it?
That was all made up, right, yes.
So sorry, Ben, you weren't at 4.9 at all.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
You think this breathalyzer thing is going to work as we go to more award ceremonies? You think
that's
good?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, maybe next time, don't breathalyze our own boss. Okay, good.
I'm not even sure this is really worth me doing for the sake of my job, but I'm here with my boss, Ben.
Hi there.
We're going around breathalyzing some of the stars from tonight.
Excellent. And you couldn't find any, so you came to me, yeah?
A few people are blowing quite high at the moment. Do you mind if you just put your lips around that breathalyzer there and give it a big blow? Blow. 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 Oh, it's a 0.13.
Is that good? Is that bad?
We're still not sure on the significance of it. It's bleeping quite furiously, Ben.
Well, One Extra has just won Station of the Year, and Radio 1 has just got bronze in Station of the Year, so please forgive me.
It's all fine. So 0.13. I think, is that our lowest so far? It's our lowest so far. Thank you, Ben.
Okay, thank you.
Just breathalyzed the boss there,
yeah,
Scott.
Brilliant, yeah.
Fine.
But good, really good work is saying, oh, you're the lowest so far.
A few people insinuating that I should be breathalyzed myself at that point, but actually, no, it's just a noisy environment.
That's,
you know,
right.
That's why it sounds different.
Yeah, your voice sounds different. Okay, let's go over to Dixie, breakfast presenter at Heart Yorkshire, and see how he got on.
Dixie!
Hi, Arias 2017, like what?
Okay, the awards is finished. Dixie, what radio station do you represent?
Heart Yorkshire.
Hello.
Yeah.
What do you mean, who? Blow into the breathalyzer, please.
Okay.
Blow. 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 It's a 1.6.
Can I drive?
No.
Oh.
That's why it's bleeping away.
Okay. That's quite a severe beep. No, it's almost like it says, no, 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 no.
Have you got a favourite childhood memory?
Yeah. My dad.
Good. Anyway, that's got well.
Why did you ask that?
Do you know what it was? I thought I would try and confuse people,
yeah,
as
good.
Well.
I like it.
Because, you know, they'd had a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I hope he wasn't presenting this morning like that.
Scott Mills.
Quite a lot of well-behaved stars and radio presenters and bosses on the red carpet at the Radio Awards last night, Chris.
I think so, yeah.
Not that much to report from our new breathalyzer feature, but then we bumped into blogger and food critic Grace Dent. Now, this is what I'm talking about. This is what our new Breathalyzer at Award Ceremonies feature is all about. Over to Grace.
Grace Dent, hello, I'm Chris.
Hello, hi Chris, how are you doing?
How would you like to describe your job title? Because you have many.
I think I'm a columnist and I'm a writer and I'm a broadcaster. I think people know me of things like MasterChef, where I judge other people fiercely.
Have you had a good time tonight?
Yes. I have had a very good time tonight, but I'm very tired and I feel like I've been at an awards ceremony for at least 6 months now.
Okay.
She did sound quite tired.
Yeah, she sounded tired, but I can't wait for the results.
Grace, if you've learned one lesson from tonight, what is the one lesson takeaway?
I think the thing that I learned tonight was that you should probably eat before you leave London. Because I think the last thing that I had was like a small packet of nuts and berries and a Pret in Marylebone about 8.5 hours ago. And since then, I've just been like drinking glasses of basically Echo Falls.
Lovely lady, isn't she?
Yeah, I didn't, so I've never met before.
So friendly.
It just made me more furious when Robbie Fowler got my award. I say my, but it was my award. Like, I, Robbie Savage, I'll say that again. Who's Robbie Fowler? Whoever, whatever Robbie Savage.
So Robbie Savage off of football and Freddie Flintoff off of cricket. Cricket?
Mm.
Got an award last night for their amazing podcast. And she thought it was Robbie Fowler. Anyway, here's the results from Grace.
Blow. Blow. It's a 1.41. It's thrown up a picture of a car and then a warning sign going through it going, no!
Oh, so what?
You 100% cannot drive, but it looks like you're having a very good night so far. Will it continue?
I'm going to stay out for a little bit, but you know what I really want at the moment? I'd really like a polystyrene carton full of some kind of carbs with some kind of sauce on it. Like just curry or chips or really anything at the moment. I would eat anything. If you gave me your shoe or even some of your like undergarments and just put some kind of like sauce or butter, I would eat it at the moment. I'm so hungry.
Definitely lady of the match there. Scott Mills. Ella Henderson and Ghost on BBC Radio 1. Here's the thing. HRH, the royal-looking one on the show, has heard the new stuff by Ella Henderson and says it's well good.
Is it?
He's not listening to
double
me.
Double thumbs up, Ella Henderson.
Ella Henderson new stuff, yeah?
Not listening. No, double thumbs for Ella Henderson,
he's,
yeah?
He's got his headphones on, probably listening to Radio 2.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie Puth coming up, and also rock star Post Malone.
That's unfair. Do you know what? That is unfair. He's just busy.
He's working hard on the show.
Things.
I know he is. So at 3 o'clock this afternoon, we've got Kem off of Love Island with us. Was going to be Chris as well, but he's been quite busy this week.
Yes.
And we are doing the lift game with him.
We are.
So what? This something you did a few weeks ago.
So it's quite a simple game. You go, well, because the lift's here. We're on the 8th floor of this building. What we basically have to do, if you do this game, is you have to ride the lift to the bottom floor and then all the way back up. But the key is you've got to keep everyone else out. So if the lift stops, you've just got to make up an excuse, shout, do whatever you can to keep people out. But you can't be physical.
And you can use any excuse you want. You were like, oh, sorry, I farted.
It's that kind of thing.
This is a lift only for famous people, etc. So Kem's going to give that a go at 3:10 this afternoon. Scott Mills. So we've acquired this Radio Academy Award from last night. I was hosting the Audio and Radio Industry Awards, the Oscars, if you will, of the radio world.
The award's not ours. We haven't won it.
No, we got a bronze. So third best there. But this person did win it. Best music presenter, and we've got it because they left it in the bar, so quite heavy actually. Do you think they'll want it back or?
Well, no one's kind of rushed to get it back.
No.
It's ours until then.
Mm-hmm. Also, can we talk about our Robot Wars trophy that we won while we're on the subject of awards?
Yeah.
We won Robot Wars last Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so I had it. It's a massive drill bit, like a huge bit of metal. That's what you get if you win Robot Wars.
We do 6 months each.
I had it at my house for the first 6 months of the year. Then you had it at your house, which I brought to you. And where is it now, Chris?
Honestly, it's at my mate Burnett's house.
Right. And why is that?
Although, I think he's moving to Spain. I saw something on WhatsApp the other day. So, yeah, you're a good point now. I need to get that back.
Right, that's our reward. Why is it at your mate's house?
He wanted to borrow it. Just to show people.
No, I'm not cool with that.
What do you mean? So I'm not allowed to give it to my friends?
No. It either stays at my house or your house, not some random bloke's house. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Hello, Chris in Liverpool.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah, you?
I'm good, man. Yes.
Happy Friday. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's great. It's brilliant.
I hear that you're a massive gamer.
Yeah, I was just in Kettering a week ago to do a tournament for the national finals of a game. You know, $3,000 for first place and so on, going all the way down.
Is this your actual job?
No, I wish. People who do this for a job play for much more, like tens and thousands. This is where, like, the keen amateurs, the semi-pros, so to speak.
Still sounds like you're at a good level. What kind of games is it?
Oh, I used to play a game called Dota 2, which was, I think, covered by Newsbeat a couple of months ago about a tournament called the International, where it was, I think, $20 million, like, total prize pool, about $12 million first place. You know, it's a big industry nowadays, huge industry.
Have you ever, to your knowledge, played Chris on the game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa?
No, I don't think I have, no.
Nah.
No.
Do you still do that a lot? Or?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
Sometimes you are playing against the listeners, aren't you?
Well, yeah, that's kind of how it works. I love trying to explain this type of thing to you. So you can log on, Scott, and basically it'll do a random match against someone else.
Right.
But it's kind of cool because, you know, you get angry, you sly tackle people and things like that. But
do you use your real name on there or...?
No, well, not really, no.
Okay.
No.
So they don't know it's you?
No, well, they probably wouldn't anyway. Right. I put my name up.
So you, like, loads of people could have played you on FIFA and you're just creeping and they don't know.
I'm just creeping doing some nasty tackles.
Right, Chris in Liverpool, here's what I've got for you today. I've gone old school, I've gone retro, but it's Friday. Yes.
Ooh.
M to the I to the STWQ, Mystique. Oh, all yeah. I want.
That is old school.
Can you name all the members of Mystique?
Yep.
No. Oh, you. I couldn't.
Chris and Liverpool? No. No, Scott.
No, Alicia.
Alicia.
No. Sue Elise.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did I remember that?
And another. And Pam.
Right, it's always Pam's the third one. All right, then, you can have that quiz, or you can have my choice today, which is this. Oh, come on, Friday banger, people. This is Planet Funk, Chase the Sun.
Ooh.
Also off darts.
Oi, oi.
Off darts? Oi. Yeah, that's what you do when... Yeah, another time.
What?
You sing that song.
When you play darts?
Well, when you go and see the darts, it all goes off.
Why do you sing Planet Funk when you play darts?
It's really... When you put it like that, you make a good point.
Okay. Right, what's it to be, Chris?
Right. I will tell you what, though. There is only one of those songs that brings back a certain memory, and that was... I used to go to Scouts, and I remember we went to Switzerland for a huge camp, and there was a huge party, and, Chris's song came on. Chris's song came on. I want to go straight back to Switzerland. Chris, take me there.
Let me take you there.
That's one.
We're going to Switzerland.
Switzerland.
We're off to Switzerland, everyone. Let's have it.
Let's go. So many people enjoy being transported to Switzerland there. Dom says, I'm there, man, skiing and just eating some Toblerone.
Madness.
That's what everyone in Switzerland does, of course.
Because I've never been before, so it was good to go.
Yeah, that was Planet Funk, Chase the Sun. And during that, Chris was trying to describe to me how exactly it works at the darts. So they come out to that song and everyone goes...
No, they don't come out to...
What is it then?
It's not like that. It's certain points throughout the match.
They play that.
They play that, and the whole crowd jumps. You stand on the chair, and it's oi, oi, oi. It's like it's just fun.
Another thing that me and you have never done together: darts.
No, we haven't done darts. Yeah. Although you've done darts somewhere, didn't you? You've done darts before.
Yeah, on BBC Two, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happened.
See, it annoys me with things like that. Where you're not even that bothered about it, but you get to do something massive.
And I've been to Bobby George's house. Oh.
Have you? What? Just business or pleasure?
Both. It was for a documentary. Yeah, Mason House. Is he still a thing?
I don't know.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1, and hello, Love Island's Kem.
How are we? You all right?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, you?
Yeah, yeah, good, mate. Good.
Yeah, you. How are you?
Yeah, excited to be here.
I feel like I know you already because you're everywhere at the moment. You're here, you're there, you're here, you're there, everywhere.
It seems to be that way. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
No, it's good.
It's good, it's good.
You've had a chart hit already?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Went really, really well. I can't believe it, actually. Like, it went crazy. The support was mad.
Do you feel more detached from the other Love Island contestants now? Not all of them, obviously, because Chris and Amber are probably very important in your life by the looks of it.
But the lower level ones.
But the other ones.
No, not lower level, don't say.
They are. I mean, I can't name a lot of them. Neither can you.
They slowly fall away.
Go on.
Well, you want me to name the whole cast?
Yeah. Yes.
Me, Amber, Liv, Chris, Marcel, Gabby, Jamie, Camilla.
Always good.
And this is all in order of importance.
Yeah. But everyone's doing different things, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Me and Chris were the only ones who brought out a song, so...
Yeah.
Do you think you two are going to be paired up a lot now?
Yeah, me and Chris love doing stuff together. We bounce off each other a lot, so it's fun. Yeah. It makes it really light-hearted and just easy. Mm. We don't have to overthink it, but we do a lot of stuff on our own as well.
You've got such a good bromance. What is the last thing that you argued about?
Do you know what? It's weird. We don't argue. I don't know why we don't argue, because you'd think we spend that much time together.
Mm.
We
would argue. That's love, that is.
But I think that is love.
Yeah.
Sometimes if he's throwing a tantrum on, we just leave each other. We don't.
Also, here's the thing, right? Being on a show like that, do you feel that like your love life is always in the spotlight?
I think that was probably something that I struggled with at first. Obviously, because I've never had a girlfriend before, coming out and then everyone knowing about it, everyone talking about it. It was just like so intense.
Is that real? You've never had a girlfriend before?
No.
I thought you'd made that up.
No.
Because that's what you tell someone when you first meet them.
No, obviously.
It's my first time doing this kind of thing.
Genuinely just never had a girlfriend before.
No, that's amazing.
I find that hard to believe.
I used to go on a lot of dates and stuff and meet girls, but I just never met anyone that I thought, I'd make her my missus.
What was your classic first date?
Why is he laughing?
That's a great question.
Do you know, misses.
I used to like. I like going to the zoo.
Do you?
Okay.
Because it's light-hearted and you just chill and you can feed the animals and stuff. And... but well, no. Do you know like what? Like every. I think everyone goes and has dinner and stuff. Like
yeah. Who,
like. To the zoo and
right.
Like you can see the meerkats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
you know when you go on a date and you've done a date like that, you've gone to the zoo with someone, but then when you take someone else to the zoo, it's kind of bad if you do exactly the same date.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Everyone does it. Everyone has that yeah, sort of go-to everyone has a go-to routine.
Yeah, yeah, obviously back
because it works.
They used to do annual passes as well back in the day. So. Mm.
God, you're really into it, aren't you?
No, exactly.
How are things with you and Bizzle now? All good?
Yeah, good. Do you know, I never actually got a chance to speak to him, but it was all a laugh. Like, I see his interviews after. It was all a bit of a joke, do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't anything too serious.
Is there going to be a second song?
Not at the current moment, no. We haven't looked into anything.
Exciting news as well. You're going to be with us at the Teen Awards on Sunday.
Yeah, very excited.
Honestly, it's the loudest crowd ever.
Really?
Yeah,
I've heard
all
a lot of screams.
Right, 14 to 17-year-olds who are really excited make a lot of noise.
Yeah, you'll have me in there screaming as well. I'm going to be at the front of all of them.
Well, listen, we'll see you on Sunday. Are you up for playing our game today, which we've done in the last couple of weeks, the lift game? So basically, we've not used the lifts here at the BBC for a while. Chris did it a couple of weeks ago. We're going to send you, Cam, from the top floor of the BBC lifts, here on the 8th floor where Radio 1 is, down to the bottom floor,
right.
So 8 floors down, and then back up again. And you've got to use as many excuses as you can for people not to get in the lift with you.
Mm.
All right?
Or anything.
Anything at all.
Anything you can think of. And you lose the game if anyone enters your lift. It's your space.
Did anyone enter your lift?
No, I got up to the bottom and back up. Some of our
and if they
were.
Try, can I block them?
No.
Not physical, please.
Oh, no, so I can't block them from getting in or push them out.
No, but you can, like, it's all in what you say. It's just like, sorry, I've just farted, or there's someone really important getting
stay
in.
Stay away,
here
there's
in
a rat.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that, all right?
Yeah.
Are you up for it?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
So top floor to bottom floor and back
right,
up again.
Right, let's go.
Kem, let's send them out.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris Stark and Kem off of Love Island are in the BBC lifts. Chris, press the button.
Okay,
stop.
Okay, we're on the way down.
Okay.
So, seventh floor. It stopped already.
Oh, God.
You're on. Hi, sorry. I literally feel like I'm about to throw up. So you're just going to have to wait a second. Just please. Is that all right? Thank you.
Step away from the doors, Kem.
Yep. Cheers. Thank you for your patience.
Cheers. Yes, Kem, that's how it's done. And we're off. No, that was good.
Oh,
we're on this floor.
Oh my God, there's a rat, please. You're going to have to wait 2 seconds, please. Is that all right?
Oh, it's an awkward standoff going on here, Scott. Where's
that's terrible.
The rat is, please, I'm just dealing with the rat. Bear with me.
Okay, good. That's good.
Close the doors.
He looked like he was not happy.
He really wasn't happy at all. I'm just sort of staring at this guy, telling him there's a rat. We stop again.
But there's been an incident in here. You're gonna just have to wait for the next lift. I'm really sorry. Is that all right? Thank you. Thanks for your patience, man.
That's great.
Chris, if he needs to, he can just scream like, ah! They won't get in then.
I think on the next one, we're nearly down at the bottom actually. I've maybe just screamed.
Yeah.
That just happened. Kem screamed at everyone on the outside.
Did they not get in?
No. Kem screaming at them. That was the team floor as well. Okay, good news. We're at the bottom.
Right, is there going to be anyone here? Sorry, mate. Have you been on... No, okay, you haven't won a TV show, so you're not going to be able to come in the lift.
Okay, good. He said he wasn't basically wasn't famous enough to come in.
Right, excellent.
Okay, we're going up to the 8th floor now, Scott. We're
okay.
On the way back up.
It's
already stopped again.
Oh, okay,
oh
think
my
of
another excuse. Stay there, there's a rat. Please stay there for a second.
It's gone for the rat line again.
The rat has reoccurred. Sorry, oh my God, stay away, there's a rat.
Oh no, Kem, you've opened the doors again. he's opened the doors again.
I can't think of any more excuses.
No, you're doing well.
I've got a bit of...
He's running out of excuses. He's decided to lie down now, Scott.
Excellent.
I think he's going to feign injury here. Oh, we've stopped. We're on the 3rd floor.
Stay away. Stay there.
He's
ligaments.
On the floor. I think he's making out he's been injured.
Okay, good.
So it's
close the lift.
It's Evan Davis.
No, it's not.
Evan Davis.
No.
Evan Davis.
He just stopped Evan Davis getting on the 4th floor.
Off of Dragon's Den.
Wait, please, bear with me. There's been an incident in the lift. Someone's been hurt. You're just going to have to wait. Is that all right? If you could just step back a couple of steps for me. Thank you.
Very well handled, Kem. That was a good one.
Lady, I didn't want to offend
I think
her.
We're going to get right up to the top of this.
This is incredible.
Okay.
8th floor. We've arrived at the top.
Yes!
It's done. Well played.
That's amazing. And also stopped an actual famous getting in the lift at the BBC.
Absolutely incredible scenes here. Well played, Kem.
Thank you, mate.
So many good excuses. Well done, Kem. Come back in.
One of the guys that looked very angry, I think I'm going to have to go apologise because I did put my hand in slightly in his face.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This week on the show, we played another Freshers game. That was interesting yesterday. Kind of embarrassing for another student. We spoke to James, our show private investigator. And our new thing is taking a breathalyzer to a red carpet to see how much the stars have had. Chris just rocked up at the Radio Awards last night and got blogger and food writer Grace Dent to blow.
Blow. It's a 1.41. It's thrown up a picture of a car and then a warning sign going through it going, no!
Oh, so what?
You 100% cannot drive, but it looks like you're having a very good night so far. Will it continue?
I'm going to stay out for a little bit, but you know what I really want at the moment? I'd really like a polystyrene carton full of some kind of carbs with some kind of sauce on it. Like just curry or chips or really anything at the moment. I would eat anything.
I think you've had enough sauce, love.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're helping Josh with his congestion on the M5. Also, Julian Wakefield says, yes, the weekend is here. I've not heard this on Radio 1 for ages. Santos, Camels, also in there. Supermen Lovers and Duke Dumont. This week on the show, we played the Freshers game with Esme and her dad, Matt. And after Matt guessed one of the questions right, he was allowed to rip down all of Esme's Ed Sheeran and Channing Tatum posters. And he really, really went for it. Proceed with the ripping down.
Whoa! Straight in.
Whoa! That is brutal. Oh, plus, we launched a new game, Ailment or Ale House. All we have to do is guess is the name of a pub or an illness.
Grocer's Itch. Oh, so, Jack, me and you, we're having a big night out. Should we start at the Grocer's
start
Itch?
At the Grocer's.
Or, Jack, I've got a problem, my friend.
You might have it too. We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott